The Afternoon Show, 12:30 till 3:30, Monday to Friday, with Christine Layton on ABC Radio Perth.
So if you've ever used a two-way radio, you might have stumbled across a conversation you weren't supposed to hear. It might have been between some truck drivers talking to each other, a taxi driver calling in a pickup, or maybe it was that you interjected a conversation you weren't supposed to be a part of. I know back in the day, the traffic ops centre at Main Roads used to speak directly to the truckies if they could. Well, speaking of random conversations started on a two-way, last week Joel Zink was standing in the front yard of his Las Vegas home when he made contact with the International Space Station via his ham radio. Take a listen to this, and I especially love the very end of it.
NA1SS, Kilo, Julia. Delta Yankee, November, Delta Yankee, Delta Mike 09, Reno, Nevada.
Kilo, Juliet, November, Delta Yankee, call sign, say again for NA1SS.
Kilo, Juliet 7, November, Delta Yankee.
Kilo Juliet 7, November Delta Yankee, welcome aboard the International Space Station. This is astronaut Chell Lindgren, NA1SS.
Welcome aboard the International Space Station. That was Dr. Chell Lindgren, who has participated in two spacewalks and is currently living and working aboard the International Space Station as commander of the NASA SpaceX Crew 4 mission. Now, I'm going to find Joel. Now... 6ABCRR to KJ7NDY. Can you hear me?
Hi, Christine. This is Kilo Juliet 7, November Delta Yankee. Joel Zink here.
Look, I can't take credit for that. Dusty set that all up for me. Joel, oh my gosh, that audio. I can't believe you got through to the International Space Station. What happened? How did you do this?
Well, it definitely made my day, that's for sure. Well, we knew that Dr. Lindgren was up there. He's a licensed ham operator. There have been a couple reports online that he was in his free time, apparently, picking up the radio because it has a repeater on board the International Space Station for amateur radio. And he was just picking it up and using it like essentially a giant walkie-talkie or a ham radio and making contact. So a couple people had said over Japan that, oh, he was on. And I was like, okay, this is it. I've been trying for probably 5 days, running outside of the front yard with my handheld and what's called a Yagi radio, very directional, with my little 5 watts, and pointing at the sky. I'm sure the neighbors were like, oh, crazy guy's outside again. He's pointing this antenna at the sky. But, yeah, it was great to catch him. And you can hear it break up, too. I gave my call sign at first, and just the nature of working satellites with ham radio is sometimes they break up, and this is a big radio, but it broke up, and he asked me to repeat, and per the right way you're supposed to do it, I gave my call sign again in the NATO alphabet, and he picked it up. But I love that he said that welcome aboard the International Space Station, and then gave his name. I've never heard him give his name before. Typically, you just give the call sign NA1SS because that's International Space Station. So it made my day. But lots of people in the ham radio community at the moment are trying this because you never know when he's on. He works really crazy hours, and this is not top of his list, I'm sure. But we really appreciate hearing it.
Oh, I bet. I mean, when I heard him say the words "Welcome aboard the International Space Station," I felt flutters. So I can only imagine what this was like for you. I mean, do you think it makes him feel a little less alone? What do you think the motivation is, and what did you actually converse about?
Well, he's definitely not alone. Anytime he picks up that microphone, doesn't matter what time of day, I'm pretty sure he has a bunch of ham radio operators. There's lots of stuff online that people are pointing their antennas wherever the International Space Station is on the horizon. If they can see it, there's someone listening. But it's actually intentionally very short. The conversation we had is pretty standard. I do a lot of satellite and ham radio because I'm a licensed ham amateur operator, so ham, in the United States. But all across the world, people get licensed to use these frequencies. And it can be something as simple as talking to someone across town or as complicated as tracking a satellite or the International Space Station overhead, in which case you can only talk to it and it repeats your signal back down and across the footprint of wherever it is across the world. So if it's in the sky above you and you can see it, you have from the time it hits one horizon to the time it hits the other horizon to make contact.
Gotcha. So okay. It's quite a short window.
It's a very short window, and some of the satellites, there are ones up there that have been up there for two decades that will turn off and then turn back on and then off again, and you never know if it's going to be on and off. You have very consistent ones like the International Space Station that will be up there for quite a while, and every now and then you have astronauts that pop in. But it's kind of a collect the entire set of grids, so you kind of cut the world into grids. And you try to make contact from home with as many grids as possible. And if you get them all, you're considered a grid master, at least in the United States. I'm about 50% of the grids, but my brother, who got me started, who also is a ham radio operator, is coming up on 90%. But you meet some really cool people. But those conversations are super short because you have this very small window. So mine was very short, call sign and location. I happen to be in Reno, Nevada, where I grew up for a couple of weeks here. And so I was just out front. He came up. I gave my grid. I actually threw in Reno, Nevada, since I don't know if he knows all the grids. I certainly have memorized all the grids, but Delta Mike 09, DM09. I'm usually in Vegas, which is Delta Mike 26.
Yes.
And it's, you very quickly give your call sign. You give your location. They give their call sign, their location. And then all the lingo you were talking about with the CB radios earlier reminded me, QSL is like a, can you confirm or do you acknowledge? And the other person says QSL and usually end with 73, which means like best wishes. And that's usually it. You can get a lot of contact. In this case, I jumped on, got my contact, and then that was it. I just listened to all the other people that got to make contact with him.
That is so
cool. There's probably another,
probably
a dozen people. It was just so cool.
Joel Zink from Las Vegas. He managed to get through to the International Space Station.